96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now, the Frank Skeet Show with Nina Brown. And
that's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I promised to tell you how I thought Nina Brown was being a little cheap. So let me tell you what this conversation that we had was really all about. So I was on my Nextdoor app last night, and a gentleman posted this question. He said, general ethic question for the people. Is it unusual that when one calls in a food order for pickup, they are required to or asked to leave a tip? Let's say you order food, you're going out of your way to pick it up yourself, you're standing outside in the cold waiting for it, the person brings out the food and asks you if you'd like to leave a tip, and I say, for what?
Okay.
For answering the phone and taking my order for the food? I ask because I'm not trying to be insensitive, he says, but when did it become my responsibility to pay this person's salary?
Exactly.
I feel like everyone wants something for nothing these days. Don't get me wrong, I'm a generous tipper when I sit down in a restaurant being served in luxury, but calling in a food order for pickup, paying, let's say, over $40 for the meal, Ben, then being told to pick it up 35 minutes, and now you would like for me to leave you a tip?
Okay.
For who? All you're doing is answering the phone and doing your job.
And I totally agree. I said that should be optional. Like, if it's takeout, I'm doing takeout for a reason. If I wanted to be served, I would have gone in and sat down where I would tip 25 to 30%, if not more. I am an over and above and beyond tipper when it comes to sitting in a restaurant. But if I'm doing takeout, I am not going to tip you. And if I do tip you, it's because you did something extra, you were extra kind, you put some extra sauce in the bag, you really looked out.
I gave you a couple extra packets of ketchup, so you're going to give me a tip now.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. If I have a personal connection with you, I will absolutely leave a tip. But if I'm literally just running in, picking up my food, you're like, thank you. Half the time it's already paid for.
But you don't care about the fact that that's how they get paid?
No, not on takeout. Mm-mm. No, I don't.
So you don't realize that basically if a restaurant, let's say a restaurant does, 100 orders of food a night, 50 of those orders are people coming into the restaurant eating. Another 50 of those are actually people taking out. But they would rather you come in, the people that are serving, because they need the tip money. But you're deciding to stay home and you're not tipping them, so they're actually making less money.
Okay, I'm sorry that I didn't come in because I didn't want to sit down and be served. It's a COVID world. I'm going to get my food, take it out,
home. It's not necessarily just about sitting down and getting served. That's not necessarily why you're giving a tip.
Okay,
the person had to get your food. They had to pack it in the bag. They had to pack your bag. They had to do everything for you. I mean, why doesn't...
Then let me give a little tip to the restaurant owners. Then increase the prices 10%. So you can look out for your people and make sure they have the money. That's not my job. If I'm doing takeout, that it's mandatory that I tip you. It will be optional. Maybe I will give you 10%. Maybe I won't. It's optional. But please don't ask me for a tip.
Why your eyes getting so big and you shaking your head back and forth? Why are you looking like that? You know what I'm saying? Is that your look for like it's okay to be cheap?
That was hilarious.
Karen's on hold. Let me talk to Karen real quick. Karen's on hold. Let me talk to Karen, see what Karen got to say. Because she's holding on right now. Karen.
Hey, Franski and Nina.
Hey,
how
Karen.
Are you all?
We good, girl. Go ahead.
Nina,
yes,
I normally roll with you. I normally go with you on almost everything. But you wrong on this one.
Hold on.
Let me tell you why you wrong. For the simple fact that, especially now with this virus out here, the waiters and waitresses that are coming to your car, they have pulled them off the floor because they don't have enough guests in the restaurant. So all of those, if you go to my favorite place, Texas Roadhouse, and when you see all of those servers working outside, guess what? Everybody that got it gave them a tip. They now have to split that tip. So
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not you give a tip to me and I get to keep it. No, I now have to go in there and share it with my coworkers because COVID has hit and they want, like I said, they don't have enough people in the restaurant, so they had to either send those workers home or try to let them make some type of paycheck. So really, tipping is all they get.
It's takeout. It's takeout. If I sat in the restaurant, I would give you 30%, no problem, off rip. It's takeout. I'm coming to take out for that reason.
Understand.
It's okay. Girl, it's okay. She just being
you
cheap. Don't worry about
me,
it.
She,
I understand 100%.
Fine.
Yes.
Okay. Who in the DMV got me? Because I know some of y'all out there feel me 1,000%. Call us.
Listen, his name is Satan. The devil got you for being so damn evil.
You will not do that. You will not do that. Not today. Not today.
All right, 96.3 WHUR. We're taking your calls, 202-432-WHUR. Call us now. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. The Frank Ski Show with my girl Nina Brown. And a gentleman on the Nextdoor app. He had a very important question for everyone. Basically, he felt like, why do I need to pay if I go pick up my food? Why do I give a tip for picking up my food? If it's carry out, why do I need to be tipping? They're not doing anything. I disagree. I think you should always tip. Nina Brown says, nah.
It's optional.
It's optional and I shouldn't have to do it. You know, I think, Nina, there's something here that we're really missing. And sometimes we can be our own worst enemies at times. And you know, I'll let people call in and then I'll give you my opinion of why I say that. Because I really do disagree in a very big way.
Okay, but you're also
very
the person
disappointed.
You're also the person who says we should tip Starbucks baristas for making us $5 cups of coffee. But you
absolutely
won't tip, but you won't tip the guys at McDonald's because you feel like they didn't do anything to earn a tip at McDonald's.
I never said that. I never said that. But there's a reason for it, Nina. First of all, if you're talking about Starbucks, yes, you can go to the gas station, go to a quick trip or whatever kind of gas station and pick up a dollar coffee. You don't have to go to Starbucks and pay $5 for the coffee.
That's correct.
It is a barista, and they are working there. They are hustling, getting your coffee. Matter of fact, when you order, what do you order, Nina Brown?
I order a venti chai latte, extra hot, no water, no foam. Hey, and I pay my
$5
for it.
Yeah, she ordered all this specialty stuff, but yeah, she don't want to leave a tip.
Yeah. But you're contradicting yourself because if that's the case, then when you go to McDonald's and pick up your daughter's Happy Meal, then slide them $2 for a tip. They had to drop those fries and flip that burger or fry those nuggets just the same. Like, stop being a hypocrite.
Those people who are doing that job are the cooks that are in the back, and they're doing that. The servers up front are going to the little rack and taking your sandwich and putting it in a bag.
Oh, my God. You're such a hypocrite.
No, I'm not a hypocrite.
You are.
Not at all.
Because they don't have a fancy name like barista. Let's call him a McRista then. Call him a McRisa, and then you'll want to tip them.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Hey, Frankie. I work in a restaurant. And because of the COVID, some restaurants, because of that raggedy Mr. Ex-President deregulating the labor, they had to cut people's pay in order to get all the things that they needed to make restaurants safe for COVID. So that money had to come from somewhere. What they did was take it from the employees. So that tip actually counts. So it blows my mind that people don't understand that everything, someone like Frank said, it's packing that food, getting it ready, getting the straw, putting everything you need in that bag and making sure your order is right. So a dollar or two is not going to hurt. And like that previous lady said, that tip is shared among everyone in that doggone restaurant. So we need to get it together and look out for the restaurant people. Otherwise, there won't be any restaurants for anybody to go to sit down and luxuriate.
Say it, girl. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Carolyn in Oxon Hill.
Hi. I agree with Nina.
Thank you. Go ahead, tell me why.
Because they just don't need a tip. They really don't do anything. If you're in a restaurant, yeah, fine. Tip, yes.
Okay, so wait. Let me ask you a question because you said something very important. You said they really don't need a tip because they don't do anything. Well, what you think they do? Just stand around and do nothing?
No, I think they can do if they did a little bit more.
Like what? What would they have to do if you? What would they have to do for you to tip them for takeout?
I mean, sometimes their attitudes are just a little funky. They really are just a little bit funky.
Because of people like you, they go in there and no tip.
Huh?
Let me tell you
something. They just.
Sometimes those hostesses are getting hourly pays. Don't let Frank bully you into thinking something differently. A lot of those hostesses are getting hourly pay, and they don't have to tip out like the servers do.
They're getting minimum wage.
Oh, my God.
They're getting minimum wage.
Just ask the young folks at McDonald's that stand outside and you drive up, and they take your order outside.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask for tips or anything like that. You know, and they stand out there, and it's raining, and it's snowing,
Stanley in Vienna, what you got to say, homie?
Frank, I got to go against you, my brother. I got to roll with Nina on this one.
Hey, Stanley.
Okay.
I got to roll with her because carryout, I done got screwed for the last 2 weeks carryout. And, I got go home and then get disappointed for the meals. No, I can't see that.
Okay.
And then, on top of it, me and my wife used to go out to dinner, and we ordered, the waitress was coming to ask us for our food. I want a steak and cheese, lettuce, tomato, mustard. That's it. My order comes back, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. What part do you understand? Three times. I finally got them all done.
All right, I understand.
Thank you, Stanley. We love you.
She's not big. She's trying to get up there.
Thanks, Stanley.
But
It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown.
Hey.
On 96.3 WHUR.